What's the maker of the radio to find out which company is so benevolent?
Yes, it's a B-Tech GMRS Pro. It's a pretty cool radio because you can program it from an app on your phone. You don't need to plug it into a computer. And that really came in handy because when I got the replacement, all I did was connect it to the app on my phone and popped in my saved program, and it worked right out of the box. As soon as I imported all my settings.
Yeah, I think Ken, one of the net control stations, 709, uses one of those. I remember him bringing over to the house. We were messing around. Those are pretty nice. That's good. So who did you buy it from? Not B-Tech Direct, right?
Yes, it was a direct purchase from B-Tech.
Well, good for them. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. That says a lot. Yeah, it sounds good. It's a little scratchy. It sounds like you might be able to pull about an inch away from the microphone with your kisser, but other than that, it's almost perfect, perfect audio.
Okay, how does this sound? I did notice I was pretty close to the microphone, and I was hearing a little bit of something in there. Maybe this is better. It's a great radio. It's got an altimeter and also a compass on it. So it's got a lot of useful features.
Yes, it does. Okay, that made it absolutely perfect, stellar. No flies at all on that signal. That was perfect. So good. Good deal. That's good. Good for you. I had a similar situation happen with an Anytone, and I got it replaced. I didn't buy it from Anytone. I bought it from a dealer on the internet. So that's really great when companies will stand behind products even after warranty. I didn't expect that from B-Tech, though, myself, but that's extremely cool. WRKU 327 Mobile coming into Merlin right about now.